Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Iceberg to Go, your daily dose of Pittsburgh Penguins news and analysis. You can find us on YouTube at Inside the Penguins or anywhere you get your podcasts from. The Penguins dropped a little bit of news on us late last week on Friday with a typical Friday news dump and telling everybody that they had relieved associate coach Todd Reirden of his duties. Reirden spent the last four seasons with the Penguins as the leader of the defense and the power play, and the power play specifically is a large reason as to why a lot of people expected this move to come down from the Pittsburgh Penguins. It was their biggest issue in 2023-24, and in fact, it was likely one of the main reasons that the Penguins missed the postseason for a second consecutive year. It ranked 30th in the NHL and just never got up off the mat. Did it look a little bit better late in the season when Michael Bunting started playing that bumper role? Yes, but at the end of the day, it seemed as if they just kept doing the same things over and over again, only flipping the personnel a little bit here and there and not getting any better results. And in fact, not only did they not score, not only did they not aid the Penguins in their quest to win hockey games, but they actively hurt the Penguins. They were the league leaders in shorthanded goals allowed, and that number could have been much larger considering some of the missed opportunities opposing teams had when the Penguins were on the power play. So a dismal power play performance from the Penguins this season leads to the ousting of assistant coach, or I should say associate coach, Todd Reirden. Now, removing Reirden is not going to cure all that ails the Pittsburgh Penguins. They were a deeply flawed team, really all around. There were a couple of places where the Pens had some above average players, obviously Sidney Crosby being the main example. Certain times Erik Karlsson was, certain times Erik Karlsson actively hurt the Penguins. Same could be said for a guy like Chris Letang. Same could be said for a guy like Evgeny Malkin. Like I said, this was a deeply flawed team during the 2023-24 season, and firing one associate coach is not going to fix all those problems. It's not going to completely fix the power play, but it certainly should light a collective fire under the asses of not just the players, but the head coach as well. As we all expect, Mike Sullivan is still a member of the Pittsburgh Penguins, and most people expect him to continue to be a member of the Pittsburgh Penguins, despite some drama last week reported by Frank Saravalli of the Daily Faceoff of dissension or growing tension or a rift between Sullivan and Kyle Dubas, presumably about the future of one Todd Reirden. As we sit here today, nothing has been further activated, and the removal of Reirden shows you that, at the very least, Mike Sullivan adhered to what Dubas wanted to do in this situation. So it should light a fire under his ass because it should make him a little more uncomfortable. And that's what the Penguins need. They need Mike Sullivan to be coaching from a position of not comfortability, of knowing that, hey, they've gone through a couple front office changes. They've gone through an ownership change. Now they're going through a second set of assistant coaches, despite Mike Vellucci still being on the coaching staff as of right now. At that point, there's no other scapegoats. It comes down to Mike Sullivan, and that's where you want him going into the beginning of a three-year contract extension next season. That's where you want him going into a season in which it should be win or lose your job for Mike Sullivan, because he has not won a playoff series since 2018. And like I mentioned, a lot of the cast around him has been shifted, especially on the front office side of things and especially on the coaching staff. So that's the future impact of this move, getting Reardon and taking him and relieving him of his duties. But what is next? What is the next step for the Penguins, especially surrounding their coaching staff? They have an entire AHL coaching staff to fill out, and they have one hole at the moment at the NHL level. It remains to be seen what they're going to do with Mike Vellucci, the other assistant coach for the Penguins, and other assistants as well, like Andy Kyoto. As of right now, it appears to be that they're safe, but news can still roll out as the NHL playoffs continue. But as of right now, one spot to fill at the National Hockey League level, presumably coaching the defense and the power play. And there are three names that immediately sprung into my head and immediately sprung into the head of many other people seeing it on X, formerly known as Twitter. Three names that jump out right away when the Penguins open up this spot on their coaching staff. David Quinn's the first one. And David Quinn is a name that I said weeks ago on X, saying that when he got fired by the San Jose Sharks as their head coach, if and when there is an open spot on the Penguins coaching staff, he is going to be on the short list of names that will 100% get an interview. Even if he doesn't get hired, there will be interest, there will be an interview, and there will be discussions between Mike Sullivan and Kyle Dubas and whoever else is involved in that about David Quinn potentially being the name to fill that role. I would still be surprised if he wasn't one of the first names that ends up emerging as a candidate for this open vacancy. Dave Hackstall's another one. Hackstall has some ties to general manager and president of hockey operations Kyle Dubas before being pegged as the head coach of the expansion Seattle Kraken. Hackstall was an assistant under Kyle Dubas with the Toronto Maple Leafs. And speaking of the Maple Leafs, another potential target here is current Toronto Maple Leafs head coach Sheldon Keefe. Who knows how long he's going to keep that role? Who knows how long it's going to be until the Maple Leafs make a decision one way or the other? But it's similar to last offseason, where the Maple Leafs lose in the second round, and most people know that Kyle Dubas wasn't coming back. And also, people knew that if Dubas was open to returning to the league the following year, the Penguins would be heavily involved in that pursuit. And now it could be the same thing with Sheldon Keefe. Maybe a little bit less because it's an assistant coach role and not a president of hockey operations role, but Sheldon Keefe is also a name to watch if and when he becomes available.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
But here's the thing about those three names. I think the Penguins should avoid all three. I don't think any of them should be the next assistant coach or associate coach or whoever fills Todd Reardon's role in whatever role, whatever title that role ends up getting. David Quinn's one of Sully's buddies. And I think a big part of next season needs to be Mike Sullivan should not be comfortable going into the year. He should have his back against the wall a little bit, and he should be coaching from a standpoint of, if the Penguins don't get off to a good start, my job is on the line. And there's no better way to kind of diminish that than bringing in one of his best friends in David Quinn. Quinn was fired by the San Jose Sharks, and he's also a former head coach of the New York Rangers. He's a guy that has been looked at as a decent head coach in the National Hockey League, but at the same time, he's probably better off as an assistant. Should the Penguins bring him in? I don't believe so. I think the Penguins should go really out of left field with this hire. They should bring in somebody, maybe not to be a potential Mike Sullivan replacement. That presumably would be whoever the Penguins end up hiring to be the head coach of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. At least that's how it's worked for a lot of organizations over the recent history, and it happened in Toronto, and how Kyle Dubas ended up making that switch whenever Mike Babcock was ousted and Sheldon Keefe was inserted. First, Keefe was the head coach of the Toronto Marlies. So you would assume that they try to go with that same formula again. But again, we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Either way, I don't think the Penguins should be bringing in guys that are considered to be the best friends of Mike Sullivan. I think they should go look for somebody else on the market. Dave Hakstol, former assistant coach in Toronto for Kyle Dubas, fired by the Seattle Kraken. His exit in Seattle is a little worrisome. There is rumors by Elliot Friedman of 32 Thoughts and Emily Kaplan of ESPN that a large reason, or at least part of the reason, that the head coach Hakstol was let go by Seattle was the exit meetings from the players. That the players did not want to see him back, that the players were upset with the performance that he had over the season, and it ended up being his dismissal. Do you want to bring that element into the Pittsburgh Penguins? That's where I have a question with that. And not only that, and the same goes for all three of these guys. You look at, you know, Sheldon Keefe, Dave Hakstol, and David Quinn. Why? Why are you bringing in somebody that fits the mind mold of Dubas and Sullivan? Bring in somebody that's going to bring in some new visions, some new ideas, some new perspective. That's what the Penguins need. They've been running the same power play system for far too long, and it has slowly declined to a point where it was one of the worst in the league. Getting rid of Reardon, does that help it a little bit? Yeah, but at the same time, are they going to actually change the system if there's no change in the thought process of the guys behind the bench? Does Mike Sullivan still run that out because that's the power play system that he ran before Todd Reardon even came to Pittsburgh? So I think they need some new blood. I think they need somebody who can get the best out of the defense first and foremost. Yes, the power play is going to be the main focal point of whoever is hired, you would assume, but I think they need more out of the defense as well. Obviously, Todd Reardon is known for allowing his defenders to be hyperactive in the offensive zone, hyperactive with pinching. Maybe they don't need to be that way. Maybe you can give carte blanche to an Erik Karlsson or maybe a Chris Letang. But the pinching was way too much for the Penguins, and that led to way too many odd man rushes. In fact, the Penguins, again, were among the league leaders in odd man rushes allowed. So they need to bring in an assistant who can get the best out of their defense, and I think it's going to be Mike Sullivan primarily that determines the fate of the power play. So whoever comes in, defense, defense, defense. That's what I'm looking for, because the power play is still going to be run through Mike Sullivan. Some believe that the new assistant should be a Sullivan replacement, but as I mentioned before, I think that comes at the AHL level. I think that you bring in a staff of people that could be a full line change, if need be, at some point in the next season or two. I think that you bring in people that are going to be able to coach up Vasily Ponomarev and Ville Koivunen and Tristan Bros, and Braden Jaeger won't be able to be at the AHL level next year, but somebody that would mesh with these young players and be able to bring them up in the way that the Penguins want them to play going into the future. The next generation, the head coach of the next generation, is probably not going to be the assistant at the NHL level this year. The coach of the next generation is probably going to be the head coach of the American Hockey League, Wilkes-Barre, Scranton Penguins. So it's going to be an interesting few weeks here as the coaching carousel continues to spin. There might be more vacancies that open up, which might create a little bit of a shift in what happens around the NHL. But as we've always seen, it can get crazy and there can be some unpredictable names thrown about. So we'll see what the Penguins end up doing. But as of right now, they got rid of Todd Reardon. That was the expected move. Whatever comes next, there's a fine line between bringing in somebody that just fits the mold as a Mike Sullivan assistant, that fits the mold as a Kyle Dubas guy, versus bringing in somebody that's going to challenge what the Penguins are doing. It's going to change the viewpoint of some people in the organization, and it's going to be a fresh look to the Pittsburgh Penguins in the 2024-25 season. That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. Whether or not it'll happen remains to be seen, but we'll keep you updated here at Inside the Penguins and at the tip of the iceberg. But thank you guys for tuning in to Iceberg to Go. We'll see you guys next time.